Well, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
It is an absolute pleasure to be with you here this afternoon and to have been invited to deliver your annual Christmas message. And thank you for that beautiful lunch. There's something about having stuffing a week before Christmas. I think Santa must have known that was on my Christmas list. It's much appreciated. I bring greetings this afternoon from your many friends at Holy Trinity Anglican Church here in Pembroke, and in particular, I bring greetings from your president, from the man who I am honored to call my honorary assistant priest at Holy Trinity, the Reverend Canon Roger Stanka, in a different capacity. And Roger and Karen are still in Ottawa this day. They should be back tomorrow. And so I'm recording this message for Roger. Roger is prolific in terms of if he misses church, he comes and listens to the sermon on the website. I think he might be the only one who listens to it in the website. But never fail. We will have this recorded and Roger will get to hear the Christmas message. So all is well and good. This afternoon, as we begin to think about Christmas and about what Christmas means for us as a community of neighbors here in Pembroke, as people here in the Valley, and for you as Kiwanians, as people who are dedicated to serving the children of the world, I want to invite us into a story. I want us to invite us into a very old story, so old that there might be a couple versions of it. Not one, not two, not three, but four. I'd like to invite us into a very old story. And it goes something like this. I'd like for us to imagine that we're standing in the middle of a really cold desert night. We're standing in the middle of a cold desert night, and the sky is clear. And the stars are shining, twinkling high up above. And every so often, the wind picks up. The wind picks up and it kicks up the sand that's right beneath our feet. And it blows the sand right up into the air so that the grains of sand brush against our cheeks, just like snowflakes brush against our cheeks here in the valley. And some of the sand gets stuck to our skin. Some of the sand gets stuck to our hair. Some of it even gets in our lips and in our mouth. It is a cold and clear but breezy desert night. We're standing underneath an absolutely beautiful night sky. And we're cold. And we're tired. And we're hungry. We're cold and we're tired and we're hungry because we've been traveling for more than a week now. For almost 10 days, we've been traveling along the old Bedouin path that connects the small town of Nazareth in Galilee with the great big city of Bethlehem, the city of David in Judea. And somehow, along that old Bedouin path, we've managed to survive. We've avoided the robbers and the bandits who prey along travelers, regularly prey upon the travelers who make that treacherous journey. We've managed to fill our satchels and our skins with enough clean water and enough food, enough hay for our one little donkey as we've traveled along the way. But this journey has been long and our supplies are running low. Our supplies are running low and our stomachs this night are grumbling. Our shoulders are aching from the weight of our sacks. And the bones in our feet are cracking with every step that we take. We keep asking ourselves, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Just up over the next hill, we see some lanterns shining. We see some lanterns shining in the distance. We say, maybe we've made it. Maybe we've made it. So we pick up our pace, even though our feet are hurting. We pick up our pace, and before long, we're standing at the gates of the city of kings. This remnant of a once mighty kingdom that's now a shadow of its former self. Bethlehem is not what it once was. And like us, this city is weighed down too. And it's weighed down and it's tired and it's hungry and it's aching. It's tired from the weight of too many occupations. Too many rulers from afar coming into a land and taking its crops. Insulting its people. Insulting its God. And saying that the people can't be free. People can't rule themselves. Slowly but surely, we make our way as weary travelers into this tired old cities. We make our way to an inn on the outskirts of town. We get to the door and we knock on the door. The innkeeper opens up the shutter and says, "We're full. We're full. Get out of here." And just as he is about to slam the door in our face, he stops. He stops, and he looks into our tired eyes, and he pauses. And we wonder what he sees. Maybe he sees the weight that we have been carrying on our shoulders. Maybe he feels the weight that's been resting on his shoulders and on the shoulders of this entire city, this entire country, for way too long. Maybe he sees a vision of himself not too many moons ago. Whatever it is, that innkeeper's heart breaks a little. His heart breaks a little, and he takes pity on us. There's an old stable out back, he says. It's not very clean. Really should be mucked out. But there's some hay, and there's a cow, and there's a few sheep. You can stay there for the night if you want, if you muck it out in the morning. So we make our way behind the inn to that stable. And we tie up that old faithful donkey. That donkey is so weary after this 10-day trip. We take off the bags from our shoulders, and we set about making a small fire. And it is still cold, and we are still hungry, and we are, oh, so tired at this point in time. We're ready to collapse. But we have a roof over our heads, thanks be to God. And we have some soft hay to lie on. Maybe, we think to ourselves, maybe we'll actually get some sleep this night. And then just at that moment, when we are at our most exhausted, we've finally given ourselves permission to feel all that fatigue, to feel the pain and to feel the hurt that's been building up in our bodies over these last 10 days, something begins. Something begins that we were not expecting, at least not tonight. Someone decides to arrive. And hours pass, and more hours pass, and there are tears, and there are screams, and there is sweat, and there is pain. More pain than we ever thought possible. There is more tears, and more crying, and blood, and pain, and so much tiredness. So much tiredness, and we just want it to all end. Just end, for God's sake, and go away. Never come back to this darkness, we say to ourselves. Never come back to this pain, and to this weariness. Never come back to these dry and dying bones. We cry out for salvation. And then we hear it. We hear the voice. We hear the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. The voice of one crying out in the darkness, who has always been and always is and always will be. We hear that still, small, beautiful voice crying out from the very soul of God. We look down at his tiny face, and we behold his tiny hands, and we caress his hair, and we can hear breath moving in and out of his nose. And finally, after all that 10 days of struggle, we see the light. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The Holy One, the Word made flesh, Jesus the Emmanuel, God with us. Born not as a prince in a palace, but as a king in a tiny stable. Born to some very, very tired, very frightened, but loving human parents. Born into a messy and violent and unjust world, a world that really hasn't changed a whole lot since then. Son of God, born just the way God wanted him to be. I pray this Christmas that this holy child of Bethlehem, this holy mystery in whom heaven and earth become one, I pray that he might be yours this Christmas. That his story might be yours this Christmas. May we, like those humble and weary travelers not so very long ago, be guided by angels to his birthplace and discover that he is already living in our homes and in our communities and, most importantly, in our hearts. May we know that he is alive and at work in this world, lifting up the lowly, challenging the mighty, and binding up the weak and the brokenhearted. May we feel the warmth of his love and the freedom of his grace this Christmas and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.